Welcome to Light Bites, an occasional podcast from Leeds Institute for Teaching Excellence at the University of Leeds.
Episodes will be hosted by members of the Light team.
And we'll be showcasing the scholarship of teaching and learning from across the university.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Light Bites podcast. It's Emma Peasland here, Research and Impact Officer in Light at the University of Leeds. And today I'm delighted to be joined by Emily Crosby, who is Engagement Manager at Leeds University Business School. Hi, Emily.
Hello, Emma. I'm really happy to be here.
That's great. It's great to have you along and on the podcast. So Emily's going to tell us a little bit about the fellowship that you finished in September.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And the fellowship was called In-Module Student Engagement with Business Professionals. And one of the kind of like key focus of your fellowship was this Leaders in Residence programme that you run in the business school. So I thought maybe a good place for us to start would be if you tell us a little bit about what you do and about that programme.
Yep, absolutely. So as you say, I work in the business school with the management department there, and I run the Leaders in Residence initiative, which is a network of just over 100 business professionals who volunteer their time to come onto campus and share their real-world insights and experiences with our students. And the sort of critical bit about that is they do that usually embedded within modules.
Brilliant. So how did that relate to your fellowship? Can you tell us a bit about your project and what it was that you wanted to investigate?
Mm-hmm, of course. So the Leaders in Residence programme has been running for 10 years. And during that time, we've done some kind of informal finding out of what the impact of the programme has been. But I wanted to study that in more depth, so to understand exactly what benefits do students gain from interacting or engaging with the Leaders in Residence. How can we kind of improve what the programme offers to students, and also to understand a bit more about the motivations of the Leaders in Residence who volunteer their time. Why do they do it, and what do they gain from it too?
Brilliant. That sounds really interesting. So how did you go about investigating this?
Well, I was conscious that I only had a year to do the project. So it was a professional services fellowship. And obviously I had to do my kind of day job at the same time. And I had a kind of set time to do this project alongside it. So I wanted to, well, I was advised really well by the Light team to kind of keep the focus quite tight and specific. So I decided to focus specifically on two Leaders in Residence events that happen every year. So one with our undergraduate students and one with our postgraduate students, where the Leaders in Residence come and spend time with the students within a module. And in terms of data gathering, I gathered data from the three sort of main stakeholders within those events. So obviously the Leaders in Residence, I did a survey with them after the event. I gathered data from the students who attended the event through a survey, and also some focus groups and interviews. And then I also ran a focus group with the relevant module leaders to find their perspective too. And after that, with the support of the Light team, I undertook a thematic analysis to identify the findings of the project.
Cool. And you mentioned that the Leaders in Residence meet with the students twice. Was it one time per module or twice per module?
One time per module in those main events, yes.
And what happens at those events?
So it's a bit different between undergraduates and postgraduates. So at undergraduate level, the module is all about personal and professional development and thinking about life beyond university and the skills needed for that. And the Leaders in Residence event was in the form of discussion groups. So a few students and a couple of leaders with some set topics to discuss, 20 minutes on each topic, with the leaders kind of giving their insights and experiences and, you know, what do employers look for from graduates, specific careers advice maybe if the student was interested in a particular career that the leader also had experience in, and then a new topic, and the leaders move from table to table so that students gain quite a few different perspectives from leaders during the course of the event. And then at postgraduate level, a little bit more of a hands-on activity for the students, which is which is the form of a business challenge event. So the students are given a business challenge. They don't know what to expect when they walk in the room, but they need to work together as a team to come up with some recommendations to present to their imaginary chief executive at the end of the three-hour session. And the leaders in residence are there to kind of inject some real-world input into that thinking that the students are doing. So how can they take the theory that they're learning across their master's programme and convert that into kind of practical thinking and thinking of things like commercial awareness and time management and who's going to present and presentation skills and how you can kind of influence the decision-making of the chief executive.
Excellent. So you said you collected data from these three kind of key groups, so from students, from the leaders and from the module leaders. So can you tell us a little bit about what you found out?
I can. I think the sort of headline really was that the students find the interactions with the leaders really beneficial. And the second key finding was that those benefits align really well with the expectations of the module and the aims of the module. And the third finding was that, which I was really surprised by the sort of wealth of evidence about this, was that the students don't just attend the event and go away and get on with their lives, that they feel inspired afterwards to take action, motivated to take action related to employability. So whether that's connecting with a leader in residence on LinkedIn to kind of further their personal network or ask follow-up questions, or whether it's, investigating a particular career that they might have discovered existed that they didn't know about, or whether it's thinking, maybe I should investigate internships because I had a conversation with a leader where they mentioned the value that having some internship experience brings when you're coming to apply for graduate jobs.
Brilliant. And then what did you find out from the leaders?
Yeah, I had some really interesting insights from the leaders, which I think has helped me to understand what their motivations are. I found that them having a strong connection to Leeds is a real motivating factor in them volunteering their time. Quite a few of the leaders are alumni, but not all of them. But it's kind of a motivation from them to work with Leeds University, which is really nice. I think what motivates them the most is giving back their time to help the next generation of leaders. But what was also really interesting was finding out how useful that Leaders in Residence network is to the leaders themselves, and also how much they learn from the students from their conversations with them. So it's not by any means a one-way process where the leaders come and impart their knowledge and off they go. It's very much a mutually beneficial relationship. And that's kind of helpful to understand when I'm recruiting new leaders to the network.
Yeah, definitely. So that's interesting that the leaders talked about the fact that the network was useful for themselves. So do they use it also as a networking opportunity amongst the leaders?
They do. Yeah, they do. And we have events through the year, lunches and things that bring the leaders together. And quite a few of them have told me that they've done business together as a result of meeting. Quite a few of the leaders are based in Leeds. So that's just nice to have that kind of sense of community, although several are kind of from further afield as well. But yeah, it's definitely a benefit for them that they come together as a network and meet people that they professionally that they've not come across before.
Yeah, that's super cool. And you mentioned that they learn things from the students as well. Did they give you any examples of how the students had helped them in, I don't know, their thinking about work or you tell me the examples.
The main thing that they talked about was having that perspective from the student point of view. And so some of the leaders are quite far along in their careers, so they might be chief executives, and they might not necessarily very often hear from a 20-year-old or somebody who's going through university at that moment, whatever age they are. And so I think they found it really useful to just get that perspective on what it's like as a student at the moment and what their, you know, might be what their customers are thinking. So it gives them that kind of completely different perspective that they don't necessarily have. I suppose it's a kind of little bit on a mini scale, sort of reverse mentoring kind of approach. So yeah, they might share some knowledge with the students that students find useful, but equally, I think the leaders said that they also find those conversations really insightful too.
That's marvellous. And then lastly, you said you collected data from the staff as well. So what did you find out from them?
I found out from them how, and this will be really useful, I think, in sharing the results, how they integrate the Leaders in Residence events into their modules and how they ensure that it's an embedded part of the sort of learning experience, which I hadn't appreciated quite so much previously. I found out what their hopes were from the sessions and therefore was able to kind of match that to what the benefits the students actually reported and to find that there was a really nice synergy between those two things. And I also found out that the module leaders, just their enthusiasm and eagerness to bring real world insights into the classroom is a really important factor in making that work.
Yeah, so their enthusiasm is a kind of a catalyst for success, I suppose.
Yeah, a really kind of critical factor, really.
And so in talking about how they make sure that these events are embedded fully into the module, what does that look like in practice? Do you know, like, does that mean they link it to other kind of sessions or elements of the module? Or, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so there's some pre-work that they do with the students to make sure that they're prepared and know what's coming up. And then the sessions are linked to the assessment at the end of the module. So the students don't have to, it's built in such a way that if the students miss that session, it doesn't impact on the assessment, but it is something that the students can mention in their self-reflection at the end of the module to demonstrate what they've learnt. So it's embedded in that respect.
Excellent. So it sounds like you've got some really interesting insights into this opportunity. And actually, so you said it had been running for 10 years. Have you been running it for 10 years? Or
no, I've been running it for about 7 years.
Okay, so you've been doing it
for quite a long
years.
Time.
Yeah, and you found out loads of new stuff, I guess, through this.
It's been amazing. I think just having the time and the support to sort of step back from the day-to-day role, because if you're not careful, you just do the same thing year on year and you think it's working well, and it probably is working well and it seems to be well received by everybody. But to step back and look at it in a more critical way and in a more sort of robust and evidence-based way has been invaluable, and that has helped to find ways that we can enhance the program and do things more and differently. So yeah, I'm really, really glad that I did the project.
Brilliant. So that kind of takes us nicely, I guess, to the what's next, what's the implications from your findings, and how are they going to influence the programme or other practice with engaging business professionals in the future?
So I think, going back to one of the aims of the project was to find out how we could improve both the events and the programme as a whole. So there's lots of feedback from students about how we can improve the events. And some of those are quite small things, but when you put them together, probably will have a big impact. So things that we can do before the events to prepare the students and make sure that they're enthusiastic and turn up. There are things around the events themselves and how they run so that the students gain the biggest benefits that they can from them. And then there are suggestions for post-event. And I think that's the area that, to me, feels like the area where we can improve the most, because finding out that the students had felt so inspired after the events, it's a question of how can we harness that motivation and take action to maximise the benefits that they've gained. So there are things around the events that we can work on. So I'm really excited about that. But there are things around the programme as a whole that I'm really looking forward to improving. There was a lot of feedback from students about how, yes, they really enjoyed the events, but they really wish that there were more opportunities to engage with the leaders. So that's something that I'm talking with colleagues in the management department about. How can we maximise those opportunities and get even more real-world input into our curriculum? And also with the feedback from students and leaders themselves, how can we kind of diversify the Leaders in Residence network to make sure that students can really benefit from that diversity of perspective? And then I think being able to have crystallised sort of the benefits that students gain from the programme has really helped me to be able to communicate those benefits to others. So that's a kind of big part of why I wanted to do the project, was to be able to share this work as a kind of hopefully a useful case study for others across the university and perhaps beyond, and to have the evidence that sits behind that in a quite a robust way, hopefully will be useful to others if they want to do something similar.
Okay, so that's interesting. So if you were going to be talking to someone who wanted to do something similar elsewhere in the university or at a different university, what would be your kind of top three tips for success?
Okay, so I think the first would be academic buy-in. So make sure that the academic who's running the module is really enthused about bringing real-world input, because there is quite a bit to do on their side in terms of enthusing the students and preparing them. The second thing is trying to embed it within a module, because I think on the one, first of all, that makes the students attend. And what I found in the research is that the students don't necessarily know what the benefits are going to be until after they attend, and that's a surprise and it's great. But they, if it perhaps hadn't been a compulsory element of their studies, they might not have attended. So make it part of a module. And finally, select the right leaders in residence. So there was a lot of feedback from students about how the characteristics of the leaders really helped them to gain the benefits. Things like being open and honest, and willing to share their perspectives and encouraging. So it's not just a case of bringing in some external professionals. It's about finding the right type of leaders and the right sort of diversity of leaders, from early career professionals right through to senior executives, to bring that diversity, but also that encouragement to the students as they learn.
So you need not only a module leader who's enthusiastic about it, but you also need the business professionals who are really enthusiastic about sharing their experience.
Exactly, yeah. And probably you need somebody like me who will kind of bring all that together as well.
Yeah, that kind of support role, I guess.
Yeah.
To facilitate everyone being in the right place at the right time.
Exactly, yeah.
Excellent. And so I wondered if you might also share some of the practical changes that you've decided to make going forwards in light of the research findings?
Right, the practical things going forward. I think probably the changes won't kick in till next academic year. And so I haven't maybe discussed in detail with the, because of the timings of the events, I haven't kind of discussed in detail with the module leaders, yes, we're going to do this, this and this. But in terms of an event coming up, next month, thinking about post-event follow-up, we're going to try and do something creative at the end of the session to for the leaders and the students to record in some way what their sort of key takeout from the session. And the aim of that is to sort of inspire the students to take action after the event, so to capitalise on that enthusiasm that they come away with.
Yeah, that's brilliant, isn't it? Because how many times have we all been on training courses or to conferences and come away with loads of interesting ideas but not gotten around to following them up or putting them into practice?
Exactly. And I think it creates that opportunity for the leaders and the students to continue to be connected after the event. So we know that that happens on a bit of an ad hoc basis at the moment. A student might connect with a leader. But I think having the leaders put down what their key takeout is or what their key piece of advice is gives a really nice hook for the students to be able to say, oh, that's interesting, I'll follow up with that person on LinkedIn and maybe ask a follow-up question.
Brilliant. That sounds marvellous. So it sounds like you've found out something new from this scheme, but you've also got some really kind of practical insights that are going to inform it going forward.
Definitely. Yeah.
Brilliant. And so I'm curious to know if you were going to start your fellowship again, is there anything that you would have done differently?
I think if you'd asked me that question in the early stages or after I put the ethics approval in, I would have said, yes, I'd really liked, I wish I'd asked this extra question in this survey, or I wish I'd drawn on this other data set that's available, because that would have, you know, I've been able to triangulate all the information then and it would have been even more super duper. But actually, with the sort of benefit of hindsight and knowing that I only had a year, I'm glad that I took the advice of my light colleagues in keeping the focus really clear, keeping it manageable, because then I came out at the end of the year with the answer to the question that I'd posed at the start of the year. So I think now I'm happy with the way that it went. I'm happy that I came out with an answer and I've got some action, like you said, some practical things that I can implement. You know, there's always the opportunity in future to do new and different and exciting things, but to have got the project done and find out what I wanted to find out, I think I'm happy with the way it's gone.
Excellent. That's all very positive. It's good to hear.
Yeah, it has been a really positive experience, definitely.
And then I'm interested in how the experience was for you. So did you find out anything new about your role or yourself, or did you encounter any professional development opportunities from taking part in the fellowship?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've really enjoyed it from start to finish. And the support that I've had from Light has been incredible. I think every stage of the research process has been quite new to me. I've never done any research before, coming from a kind of professional background. So just going through the ethics process and the data, you know, designing the questionnaires and collecting the data and analysing it, everything was new and interesting. So I've learned something at every stage, which has been great. And I think the most kind of valuable thing is being just able to step away, like I said before, step away from the day-to-day and have that time and support from Light to be able to understand, to learn new things about the work that I focus on. And I think what motivates me, along with a lot of people who work with me at the business school and probably beyond as well, is bringing some value to the students. And so knowing that what we do with leaders and residents brings the benefits that we hoped that it did and sort of crystallised those benefits has been really valuable. But also knowing how we can maximise that and improve that in the future is just a really nice thing to have come away with from the project. So yeah, I've learnt a lot and it's been great.
Marvellous. Well, from our point of view, we worked relatively closely, I guess, as you were going through your fellowship experience, and it was great to watch. And like you say, I think the fact that you had that really tight focus has really benefited your fellowship and these practical insights that you can now put into practice. So yeah, I think it's marvelous, and thanks for sharing your experience today, and all the best for, you know, making leaders in residence even better, and hope it goes from strength to strength.
Thank you very much, Emma. It's been great to be here.